Okay, so today we start Bava Kamma. It's good to be in the Nezikin finally, Baruch Hashem. And what's interesting here, in the print we have here, actually, sorry, I'm sorry, yeah, all my because we're doing a drop later today, all my do not disturbs aren't turned on. Let me just do that so I don't get buzzed and focus. Done. Excellent. Baruch Hashem. Okay, what was I saying? Yes. Yeah, so what's actually interesting here, what we have with this print is most of the Masechtas. We go according to the Vilna print of the Dapim. And the Gemara I have in front of us is also Hadar. And generally, the Dapim from the Vilna is longer than the new reprint. It's actually interesting to find it. I think in Bava Kamma, not the only one, but Bava Kamma seems to be the other way around. So the Dapim actually very short. Like today's Dapim is very short. So it might be shorter Shirim. We'll see what we can do with it. Anyway, so let's begin. It says Arba Avot Nezikin. There are four, let's talk about, let's refer to categories of Nezikin. Okay, so and they're different from one another, and it's to establish a sense of responsibility for the owners, as we'll see in a moment. They are shor v'habor, hamaveh v'hever. So exactly what shor bor we know what that's a pit. Maveh also what needs to be discussed, and hever is actually fire. So these are four different categories of damage. Now I'm sure you remember from learning in Mishnayot or Bavli in terms of the debate exactly what shor and maveh is. The Bavli says that actually shor and maveh is, let's get this right, is regel and shen. So just to explain, different types of things, that which you own, which is your property, can cause damage lots of different ways. You can dig a hole, for example. You leave something in the public domain in a way that it's an obstacle for people and they can trip them and hurt themselves. That's bor. That's quite simple. A fire as well is something, if someone lights a fire, it can spread and cause damage. That's also your responsibility. Now, when it comes to shor, an ox, when it comes to someone's animal, there's lots of different ways it can cause damage. Now, the way the Bavli explains it between shor and maveh are the two types of what we call regular damage, which is regel and then shen. Regel is simply an animal not intending to endure any damage whatsoever. In the normal course of its actually walking and traveling, it actually causes damage. It just steps on things, for example. Exactly, the Rishriyot ones, Chayef, and not for we'll discuss, we'll eventually get there. But let's just understand the categories. Shen as well is another type of form of damage where the animal is not intending to like destroy and tear things apart, but it just happens, sees food, and what does an animal do when it sees food? It's going to eat it. That's Shen. Okay? There is another form here, which is, and that's how the Bavli understands the difference between Shor and Maveh. However, we'll see in the Yerushalmi understands that Shor actually doesn't refer to either of those two. Maveh encompasses both those two, which is a unique thing. Again, that's why I said this should be sort of, again, we're learning when we're learning Yerushalmi, just to be careful not to confuse our learning with what we know from Bavli or assumptions. Sure, the Yerushalmi understands referring to keren. Now, keren is a form of damage where an animal is deliberately causes damage, and it's out of character normally too, unless it's a wild animal. It gores, it rams, it does that type of activity. Okay, so that's how it understands a ford. Avot Nezikin is a shor, which we said is keren in our terminology. Habor, which is a pit. Maveh, again, the Gemara is going to explain that terminology. And a hever is fire. Now, what's interesting, when it comes to hever, why does it say esh? So interesting here, the Pnei Moshe says, Zeh ha-esh, v'nakat lishne de hever, lichlol gam kenagachelet, sheniach ha-vatzar zika. That Esh, you would assume, implies something, it's a flame. But flames aren't the only things that cause fires. You can have a coal that's not a flame, and someone takes a coal and puts it into someone else's possessions, it can burn it. It can even cause a fire. So therefore, it's more, in, it's a, hever ends up being a broader term than just esh. But again, it's still damaged by fire. Let's call it that. Okay. Now the Gemara says, lo shor kari amaveh, so start again. Lo shor kariah hever, v'lo hever kariah shor. The shor, which we say is keren, is not the same as maveh, which it says is shen v'regel. Why? Let's look at the comparisons using the Pnei Moshe. He says that yesh kula b'shor kumo sheyesh kula b'maveh. In other words, lo yesh. In other words, they seem to have leniencies one on the other one doesn't. Why? Ha-keren. Kavanatola azik, that the animal's intent is to cause damage. Vahever, oh, sorry, third sorry, hever, hamaveh, ain't kavanatola shneim lazik. Both shen and regel, the intent is not to intentionally cause damage. So therefore, you can't learn one from the other. on a shore of the Torah just taught us about shore, the case of shore in the Torah. We wouldn't have known the sense of responsibility where the animal causes damage without intent to cause damage. Okay? That's why it's important. Similar lo hamave kare ha shor wa v'yesh od sad achad sha shor kal me'amave, that we have a sense where shor itself is more lenient or lighter. We wouldn't have known it had it not written it, even if it just written mave. Why? The shor doesn't derive any benefit from the damage it causes. Whereas shen, starting with shen, yesh hana'a lezika. Because an animal, when it eats it, it's basically, you've saved the owner money on a meal. You might think, therefore, that, oh, that's why the Torah obligates you. But if an animal, when it's crazy and just knocks it, maybe there wouldn't be that level of obligation, right? Fine. Because it's just out of control, type of thing. The chem kal, also regel, is also more kal. Because sha'keren ein hezeko matzui, v'regel is a matzui. Because regel is something that the owner should be aware of, because when an animal walks where you lead it, it's going to cause damage. So therefore, you might think, oh, that's when the Torah obligated you. But something that's completely out of the blue, this animal, as far as we know, is a very calm and tame animal, and suddenly goes crazy and just gores another animal. You might think, I'm not chayev. So that's why the Torah needed to teach both shor and mave. Okay, that's why it says lo shor, ma mave, mave ka shor. Then it says, "Lo zeva ze." Both these animal-related things is sheyesh boim ruach ha'chaim. That's all regarding to animals. Karei esh is not like esh. She'ein ruach ha'chaim. So I need to also teach about esh, because this is something that's not a creature. It's a, call it a reaction, a natural reaction of when you light something, like fire spreads. You need to teach that as well. And similarly, "Lo zeva ze shebdakan le'lech belazik." Also, that what's different about all the three we've mentioned? Those ones that they're not. It's not in the nature. So. It's in the nature for their damage to spread, meaning it goes and damages beyond where it was started. Whereas a boar, once again, a boar, she'ein darkon lelech lazik. But the boar, I've just dug a hole there. Whoever got the hurt themselves, they fell into it themselves, right? So therefore, I needed to teach the level of responsibility in that case as well. So ma'atzara sheveh sheben, what's a common denominator? All these things, she'darkan lazik u'shmiratan alecha. That since they can cause damage, and the common denominator is that they can cause damage, and one is responsible to make sure they don't cause damage. If they do, they have to pay. Because if chayv amazik leshlem tashlum min nezek umeteva aretz, they have to pay the damage and pay for the choicest of lands. Min ha'idit. We've discussed this in the past as well. Meaning, if they have to redeem funds and he has some different lands, they take him from the choicest of lands. Okay, let's learn the Gemara now. That's Amud Aleph. Arbavot Nezikin. Hashor, what's shor? Again, as I explained to you, Yerushalmi, understand that's referring to Karen. Why? Because it says, Ki gof shor ish et re'ehu. So, gigof is talking about like ramming, pushing with the body. That's the pasuk. It's referring to gigof re'ehu, and that is, so we see the term shor used there. Now, what's interesting here, I'll show you the Pnei Moshe. He says, Delot te matana kolel b'shor kol minei chalukei avot ha'ne'em rubo. That is, if you like, Keren Shen Veregel. Then maybe a Mav is like Adam, which is another opinion in the Bavli. Hilkach, the Gemara has to tell us that Shor is Keren. Fine. Now, what's Dichtiv? Again, Pnei Moshe. Mikra Dichtiv Gabei Behem Mayalif. Velo Mikra Kama. And don't think it's from the first Pasuk, because the other Pasuk Dichtiv Gabei Adam. Ki Gach Shor Et Ish. So you might think the Shor talk about damage a person causes. No, the time is lakama, as we'll see as it continues. And the Gemara says, well, ad kedun batam b'mo ad minayin. Now the question by mu, in others, the way the Pen Moshe understands the flow of the sugi is trying to really pull out the dip from the sugim to show exactly that Shor is referring to this Karen specifically. Right? So I'll just read a bit more on the Pnei Moshe. Konoma ad kan shamanu diafinon keren de tami keren de behema. Right? Right, specifically there, v'lo mekeren de la'el, not referring to Adam. How do we know also b'mu'ah that's the case, mehay kraya alafinan? And that's why the pasuk continues another pasuk to say the keren is specific, or shor is specific to Rebbe keren mu'ad. But more importantly, Mara Fulda says, why? Because the Mishnah, it's all about cases of mu'ad. Now, I think I went a bit too fast. Let's just recap. What's it even a keren and a mu'ad? So a keren is if it's out of, it's the first time this shore has ever done anything wrong, and it's completely out of character, causes crazy level of damage. Rams, gores, kicks to cause damage. That and the Torah says in that situation, we've learned you have to pay what's called chatzi nezek, which is half the damages. The difference is, however, our Mishnah is talking about all forms of tekli muad, where full damage has to pay, full compensation. Bor is full. If a fire damage, it's full. Shen regular is also full. So that's why the Kohen Tamar full. The Gemara is asking, okay, where do we know that shor can imply keren, but a keren of a muad? Meaning a keren, muad is where it's been damaged for three times, been established as a habitual damager. In that situation, the owner is fully responsible for any damage it caused. He's really fully aware that this animal's a crazy wild animal. Okay, so that's why it says, again, the shor is reference to that. Now, bor, what is he? Bor is kiftach ish bor. That's again the pasuk in the Torah. Bala bor ishalem, the responsibility is to pay. Hamave. Now, where do we know that? That refers to, if you remember, the Yerushalmi says this to here, saying referring to Shen and Regel. He says, Kivar, I'll just get the full pasuk for you. Kiv, Kiyav'er, sorry, Ish Sadeh or Kerem, Vishilachet Bira, or Bi'er Bisteacher, Mimetav Sadeh, or Metav Kerem Yerushalem. So it's Bi'er Bisteacher, it's grazing another field. Vishilachet Bira, but the Shilach is ascending. That could refer to regel, meaning the person's animal walking in somebody else's field, and as it's walking, damaging through its feet. We have to bring another pasuk referring to shilach, is referring to shalchi regel, talking about feet, meaning damage caused by walking. And here, so what's referring? Haser mesukat laver mirmas. That's referring to Shen, and it says that's bier the va'er o parots gedro va'al mirmas. That's referring to trampling parots gedro. And that is, by the way, this is a navi here. So I'll just show you the marafulda. He says, and it's schichat kotzim. So if you remove that schichat kotzim, that the wall of kotzim of thorns to protect the kerem, va'yah kerem the va'er. That the keren will be for consumption, if you like, shakilat chayot. That's when the animal will come through and eat it. Okay? Fine. That's why it's shen, vayel ve'er, that's shen. And then Patsu continues, parot g'deiro, k'tin marfola, v'yochal lavo sham chayot, v'ala mirmas, shmamina, bi'er, it's a shen, imken, hamave kolel, so you see, hamave encompasses both these minim of shen v'rega. That's how it comes out from the Psukim. Okay? Yafeh. Kevei ha-besteacher, and then we see from the next Pasuk that when the field is open, you have both forms of damage of both consumption and I wouldn't say trampling, but walking over things. Now, Negamana says, Anatanina, in our Mishnah, we've got Arba Vot Nezikin. The Tani Reb Chia, however, we see this Tani Reb Chia is quite long. Yerushalmi says, actually, there's Shloshats, or there are 13. Where do I get the extra 9? Because we're encompassing other types of, if you like, I'm going to call it accountability. Because rather than damage, well, it is damage. You'll see one in a minute. Because these refer to a person. Nezek, tsar, ripui, shevet, and boshet. These are five elements of compensation that if a person causes damage, inflicts damage onto another human being, he has to pay. Nezek is a simple damage he caused, change in value for the person. Tsar is a pain. Ripui is medical costs. Shevet is the fact that he's lost, not able to work. And Boshet is the shame he caused him. These are five elements of compensation. Shomer chinam, v'shoel, noser sachar, v'socher. These are the four different shomrim. The free guardian, someone who borrows, someone who rents, and someone, sorry, who's a paid guardian, sorry, and someone who rents. Now what's interesting here is, I'll just continue reading. It says, emo ma'ata, what we were discussing in our Mishnah, that's referring to where you enable damage by way of, say, your property. Okay? So that is damage that you were effective enabler either through your negligence or actively doing, lighting a fire and things like that. When as soon as you get to Shloshasar, that's Bein Lachshir Nizko, Bein Lenizke Gufo, whether effectively the person himself was Mazik Chaver Bagufo, where he actually caused the damage. Now, the reason why I like to translate the here is not forms of damage, but rather sort of, let's call it Yeah, well, it is forms of temper, but so levels of responsibility and levels of responsibility is because you can have one, if you like, damage, form of damage you're doing, which is I'm inflicting an injury, but there are five elements of, if you like, compensation that's a result of the, let's call the types of damage actually inflicted by a human being. Nezek, tsar, ripui, shevet, boshet. And same with the shomer chinam, neglecting one's responsibility when they're looking after something is in a sense a, well, that's a responsibility, results in effectively damage. Even if the material damage looks exactly the same, whether a shomer, whether he's paid or not paid, and he's neglected his responsibility in that sense that he's chayev, nonetheless he's chayev to pay. It might look the same, but it's really in terms in the sense of his responsibility that's on a person. Okay. And as a result, it would be considered damage in his neglect. Beseder. As I said, it's a bit of a shorter daf today, but we'll I think we'll stop here. And it's Hashem, we'll continue after Rosh Hashanah. So to everyone, Baruch Hashem, it's good to start with a new Masechta with it for a new year. All right, Kol Tov.
Merci à toi.